Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called a wonderful adventure for the whole family, no matter what the age. Sadie, A Fairy's Tale by C.M. Williams. Sadie is an adventurous 8-year-old girl who spends summers with her grandparents, but when her adventurous nature leads her into the realm of fairies and magic, well, she finds herself running for her life from the Dark King himself. Carla Williams always wanted to write a book, never able to put the stories into writing. During a disappointing and painful time in her life, she began writing short stories for her grandchildren. The journal she was keeping for them became a story, and the story became the book, Sadie, A Fairy's Tale. C.M. Williams, Carla Williams, the author, along with Elise Marino, the illustrator, and C.M.'s daughter, join us on This Week in America. Welcome, everybody, to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
This is such a job well done, well written, and well illustrated. Let's talk about how this all began. Carla, what was the inspiration in writing this story and coming up with this story about Sadie?
I didn't get to see my grandchildren for a long time, so I started keeping a journal, just talking to them. It made me feel a little better. And then I started writing little short stories, and this one, it just didn't end. It just kept going. I think once I got started, it just finally started to flow. I've tried a lot of times in my past to write, but I couldn't get it from inside my head to paper.
Yes.
And this time it did. And then Elise, you know, out of curiosity, I started reading to her, and she would come home from work, get dinner, and I'd read. And it was actually Elise who convinced me to publish it.
And then doing the illustrations, and we'll talk about that aspect of it because that adds so much to the book. And obviously she knows the story so she can complement the writing. But Elise, what was it about this story that you thought, okay, mommy got to publish this. This is a good book here.
It's just the fact that she could bring it to life in your head without even having to look at a picture. She used to sit down and read to me, and all of a sudden, like, this story in this different world popped into my head, and I could visualize it so well, and it was just a world that I wanted to explore more. So I told her, like, Mom, we gotta share this. You gotta work on publishing this, because I really think it'll do really well.
So this is interesting. You know, obviously, maybe not necessarily in those words, but at an early age, that mom can tell a good story because she's keeping me entertained. And yeah, there are no pictures. It's just her words that are painting the pictures.
Oh, yeah. She's always been a great, great storyteller. She's just such a colorful person. And she could just sit down on the couch and tell you something. And she talks with her hands, and she's just great at it. She's really entertaining. So she's just been a wonderful storyteller ever since I can remember.
The book is Sadie, A Fairy's Tale by Carla C.M. Williams. Illustrations by her daughter, Elise Marino. Books available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to get direct information about the book. Carla, when was it you decided you wanted to be a writer? You talked early about wanting to do that, but really didn't fulfill that dream for a while. When did you first realize you enjoyed writing?
Well, I've enjoyed reading. I've literally had a book in my hand in one form or another since I was 9. And when I was 11, I started writing poetry. And as I just went through school, I kept writing like little stories and poetry, and I wrote for school. I wrote a radio broadcast that we did behind the curtains with me and 2 other classmates, and that was so much fun. And but like I said, I've sat down wanting to write so many times, and it never came out until this time. And now I'm working on the second book in the Sadie series, and I already know what I want to write for the third book. And I'm also working on another book that isn't going to be for kids. So, and that's right now it's called Serial Vengeance. And so, and that's one that Elise is, she's kind of in on of it. We have the same kind of humor and stuff, so we can bounce things back and forth. And it's a lot of fun. And I also want to do a series of bedtime stories. Based on Elise, she got 2 puppies, and their names are Sam and Dax. And I just sat up one night, and I heard, and it said, The Adventures of Sam and Dax, the brothers Chiweeny, because they're little Chiweeny dogs. And I mean, she's so cute because she put like a little wizard hat on Sam and they're adorable. And but I want to do them in Braille because I want blind parents to be able to sit and read to their children so their children can go to sleep hearing their voices. And oh, so that's a dream of mine. That's something I want to work on as well.
This is amazing. You go from, I really can't finish these stories to, I really can't stop writing more stories. You really have tapped into that. This Sadie series is really, sounds like something that really opened up this whole new avenue for you.
It did. It did. And I enjoy it a lot. So it makes it nice when you've got
like sort of somebody in the family that you can bounce these ideas off and they can enhance your thinking. And then Elise, from an illustration standpoint, such a wonderful job on this book. When did you get interested in this aspect of the arts?
Oh, thank you. I've actually been doodling ever since I can remember. I've always loved art and I never really considered myself professional. I just really like to doodle and make things up myself. So taking this avenue for the book put more reason behind what I was doing. And so it really helped me sit down and kind of fine tune a couple things. I kept them a little bit simplistic just because, you know, I don't know. It's just how I felt
yes.
that they should be, but it really helped me practice more and hone in more. And I just really enjoy it because I've always been into fantasy and fairies and all this other type of world that you can visit. So it's just really been a lot of fun.
The book is Sadie, A Fairy's Tale by C.M. Williams, illustrations by Elise Marino, both with us on the program today. How long did it take to write the book from the time, Carla, that you have the idea and you're ready to go with it until the illustrations were finished and you felt were ready to publish now? How long a period was that?
9 months.
Interesting time period.
Nine months.
9 months for the birth of the book.
Yes. Yes. And we just, you know, Elise did such an amazing job. All I had to do was tell her what I wanted, and because I can't even draw a straight stick, man. So, you know, I don't even bother with that. And she would just come up with these pictures. And I think my favorite, I have a couple of favorites in the book. I liked her picture of Arabella. She's a pet of one of the main characters, Dagon. And then, I like her picture of the fairy and let's see, there's one. Oh, McWeeny. I just love the picture of McWeeny. I mean, he's going to be a character through all three books because people will find out who he is. So,
and you'll do that by
little boys like his name.
Well, yes, even a big boy likes his name. So I think you've got a home run with that. When the book is Sadie, A Fairy's Tale. Talk about, Carla, coming up with the different characters in the book. How did you arrive at, besides Sadie, all of the other characters in your story?
Well, Sadie is based on my granddaughter, Sadie, and then the three elf brothers are based on my three grandsons. And they actually, I sat down and I said, okay, you're going to be an elf in the book. What do you want? What do you want for your magic powers? What kind of weapon do you want? And so they all told me exactly what they wanted to do. So that's how I came up with those. And then the Gollywoggles, that's actually something my stepfather, when I was a little girl and I wanted to be able to go outside at night and play with my older siblings because I'm the youngest of four, he would sit down and tell me stories about the Gollywoggles and how they take little girls. And so, and I wouldn't want to go outside and I wouldn't nag about it. So that's where I came up with the Gollywoggles. And then the other ones just came out of Elise and I bouncing things around, you know.
It's amazing.
That's how they all came about.
Yeah, the collaborative effort in coming up with the book, Sadie, of Fairy's Tale. Talk a little bit about the excitement when you get the book. Here's the finished product. Carla, your words, Elise, your illustrations. What was that like when you're actually looking at the book that the two of you produced?
I just couldn't believe it. I just it really is. It's like, wow, I wrote this. And people actually like it. That was the part that, because I kept telling Elise, no, nobody's going to want to read this. And she's like, Mom, just, you know, she kept telling me, you have to do this. And I was, but people, I've had a lot of great feedback, and they seem to really like it. So that's very surprising and thrilling.
And the reviews have been excellent for Sadie, A Fairy's Tale by Carla C.M. Williams, illustrations by Elise Marino. The pictures you'll see on the YouTube, the video, we've got, Elise, this is you, and then we've got Sadie in a couple of pictures as well.
Yeah. She's like my little mini-me. I love her to bits, just like the rest of my nephews. But her and I just really took to each other. We have a really great bond, so...
Once Elise walked in the room, nobody else, she didn't even, I mean, that was it. No one else mattered to Sadie because there's Elise. And that's who she wanted to be with, was her Aunt Elise. Yeah. So, and they, because they have the same, she is Elise's mini-me. She loves drawing and art and she still does. She's going to turn 13 on her birthday in June. And she is Elise's little mini-me. And her mom keeps saying, why'd I have to have my sister's daughter?
Well, you can see the pictures on YouTube. Go to thisweekinamerica.us, the videos, and you'll see all of that there. Carla, when you actually went into the publishing phase of this, were there surprising things that you learned in terms of, you know, writing the book and getting it published? Anything surprising? It's a whole different world out there.
It is. It took longer to get it to publication than it did to write it. That was very surprising. It is an immense undertaking when you're doing it yourself. And I learned a lot. I learned an awful lot. So it was a very intense time for me.
Well, yeah, you go through the creative process, you produce it, you've got the illustrations, you're ready to go, and then it's the business aspect of it that comes in, and it's so different than the creative part of what you were doing. I understand in the book you've got there's some secrets there that not everybody's going to find as they're reading the book. Can you tell me about that without giving away too much?
I draw from family experiences, so in my books they're, I guess, like family Easter eggs. There's parts of the stories that actually happen to people in the family. And there's one part where Sadie's at the lake and she's hopping on some stones, and without saying anything more, it didn't happen to Sadie, but it happened to her cousin, my first grandson, Anthony, and that actually happened to him. And it's kind of a funny spot in the book, but just things like that, just family stuff that I write. Cause I heard somebody say one time, you know, when you write what you know, and they're, you know how kids are when they're growing up, little things are funny and they happen. And I just kind of write them into my books.
Well, that's one of the benefits when you're the creative person and putting the story together. It's okay. You have to have characters. You have to have names. They might as well be, and situations might as well be familiar with you and the family. Carla, I know this has been an exciting experience for you in working with Elise on getting the book published. If you knew now, back, you know, when you were starting and wanted to be a writer, what would you tell yourself, or what would you do differently? Because this is what you wanted to do. Now you're doing it with this knowledge. What would you tell the younger Carla?
I would tell myself to write from the heart. To, you know, I kept trying to make stories up, and that just didn't work for me. And I just started, you know, like I said, little short stories about things that the kids had done, and that's how it evolved into Sadie. And just write from experience and from your heart, things that you love, things that I loved, and that's what made it start coming out.
And that's good advice for everybody in whatever they're going to do. With us on the program, time going by so quickly, Sadie, A Fairy's Tale, the book written by Carla Williams, C.M. Williams. If you're going to look for it, you'll find it at all the usual places, including Amazon. Go to our website. You'll be able to log on directly. Illustrations by her daughter, Elise Marino. Carla, I'll start with you. What was the most difficult thing you came across when writing the book?
I think the most difficult thing was, well, it was, like I said, first getting it to paper and making it go, and then just stay with it. There were times during the production that I thought, wow, this is so much, and do I really want to go through this?
Yes.
And because production is difficult, it's a whole world that I knew nothing about. And I actually started researching it and everything, so to make myself feel better, so I wouldn't feel that, you know, it's just me, but, you know, realize that it happens to a lot of people. But I think it was just getting it from we're done to on a book stand was very difficult and a lot of hard work. And so that's what I would say.
Well, it makes it all the more rewarding when you see people buying this. And these will be stories that parents will tell their children. Children will read these books. It's something that will be handed down for years to come. And Elise, from your standpoint in illustrations, any particular challenges or difficulties that you encountered?
For me, I always have difficulty getting exactly what I picture in my mind onto paper. It always takes me, I'll draw everything 10, 15 times sometimes until it looks right. But for me, it was bringing my mom's characters to life, because I could throw an idea at her, oh, we should do this. And she just takes off and brings it to life. So in order to pay homage to these characters and so people can see what we're picturing in our head, that was something that was really challenging. And I know the second book is going to be even harder, because I'll be doing more character illustrations and everything. We'll be sketching out the gollywoggles and all of that. So just being able to pay respect to these creatures that my mom has made up and make them look good and make them look like what she's trying to describe was a huge challenge for me.
Well, you did an excellent job. Well, she did. And making this come to life, and it's so difficult sometimes with the illustration. Sometimes they overpower the text. Other times they're there and they really don't match what the author is attempting to do. And with both of you totally on the same page, literally in doing this, it comes across as just the perfect combination of writer and illustrator in getting the story out there. I got about a minute or so left here. What's the family reaction, friends reaction to having published authors as friends and family members?
The one thing I hear all the time is, wow, you have a wild imagination. And I mean, that's always the first thing out of their mouth is, wow, you have a wild imagination. It doesn't matter who reads it. You know, they just, I guess they didn't realize that it was there. And that was the surprising part, because I tell a lot of stories and people now they tell me, you should write a book about that. And yet when I just think about it, it doesn't really come out. So it was, yeah, Elise was a big factor in getting this book done. Bouncing ideas off of her and her keep telling me to keep going. And I just really don't think I could have done it without her.
Well, Elise, what kind of reaction are you getting?
I needed to share it.
Yeah, and now sharing it with the world and really enjoying the reviews have been excellent on this. From an illustration standpoint, Elise, what kind of response are you getting from family and friends?
The first one I was getting, you and your mom wrote a book? I've been working on it for forever, you know? So, and then everybody's like, well, I want to see the picture. So that's like their first reaction is everybody wants to see it. And then they all really enjoy it. And like my mom's favorite, I think, a lot of my friends and family really enjoy Arabella and McWeenie and the fairy. Those are like the three, I feel like overall the three most enjoyed pictures that I did for the book. But well, yeah, so you wrote a book.
Well, yes. And you illustrated those pictures. You actually drew those pictures. I mean, it's got to be an exciting time and should be for both of you. And excited to hear that Sadie will live on in a couple of other episodes of the book. The book is Sadie, A Fairy's Tale by Carla C.M. Williams, illustrations by Elise Marino. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get all that information and be able to link on directly to get information on the book. Carla, Elise, thank you so much for being with us on the program today. I've really enjoyed this. Congratulations on the success, and hopefully we'll be able to check back and talk about the new Sadie book that will be out here fairly soon. Do you know when it's going to be out, by the way?
I'm still working on it. The next book is called Fungus Among Us, A Fairy's Tale. And it goes right in from the end of this book, and then it leaps a couple years and goes into back into the Sadie series. And so, yeah, it's I'm hoping to get it finished up in early 2020, I guess. And I've been working a lot of hours on another thing, so it's kind of taken me away from my writing. But I look forward to getting back. I like my world that I created and all my characters. They're like my friends. So
well, hopefully you'll come back and we can share that world with the second book. So, Carla, thank you for being with us on the program. Elise, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Excellent job writing, illustrating. Thank you for sharing the story with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick, for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
It has been fun. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. And you'll find all the information and you can order the book, Sadie of Fairy's Tale, by going to Amazon or link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.